This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Budget calendar in disarray due to delays in law amendments. Sporadic rainfall, snowfall and fog affects general life in different parts of country today. An aid group says more than 10,000 migrants died at sea while trying to reach Spain in 2024. Now the news in detail. The weather has turned overcast across the country today and the Kathmandu Valley is also experiencing a cloudy sky. This cloudiness is attributed to the partial influence of westerly winds and a low pressure system moving through the region. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, moderate rainfall is expected in some areas this afternoon. Meteorologist Sandeep Adhikari stated that the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim, Karnali, Lumbini, Gandaki and Bagmati provinces. He noted that the cloudy conditions began in western Nepal last evening and have now spread across the most areas. Light rain has been reported in parts of Sudhir Paschim and Karnali provinces, according to a morning bulletin from the division. Additionally, light snowfall is occurring in some areas of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhir Paschim and Karnali provinces. Over the next 24 hours, light to moderate rain is likely in many parts of Sudhir Paschim, Karnali and Kosi provinces, with light rainfall expected in a few areas of the remaining parts of the country. Light to moderate snowfall is also anticipated in certain locations with Sudhir Paschim, Karnali and Kosi provinces, as well as one or two areas of Gandaki and Bagmati provinces. Moreover, there is a possibility of foggy conditions in some parts of the Tarai and Kathmandu Valley. The Meteorological Division has advised the public to take necessary precautions in light of these changing weather conditions. Meanwhile, snowfall has been occurring in the mountainous districts of Karnali province, including Humla, since yesterday. Simcoe, the district headquarters of Humla and Namkarur municipality, have witnessed the snowfall. Locals are forced to stay inside the house as the snowfall has not stopped in the district. The temperature has dropped to minus following the extreme change in weather. Similarly, flights have also been disrupted. The federal government's budget formulation for fiscal year 2082-83 has been hindered by delays in amending relevant laws. The National Planning Commission, NPC, has postponed the solicitation of plans and programs for federal supplementary and special grants as amendments to the work procedure are yet to be completed. The Ministry of Finance is also uncertain about the budget preparation due to the Financial Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2081 Bikram Samvat being stalled in the Parliament. According to the existing procedures, the National Planning Commission must publish a notice by mid-December to invite proposals from provinces and local levels for projects eligible for grants with submissions due by mid-January. After a meeting of the National Development Problem Solving Committee on November 15, the National Planning Commission announced a delay in seeking proposals to allow for amendments to the grant procedures. National Planning Commission Vice Chair Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari noted that while proposal requests are delayed, the process will gain momentum under the revised procedures, which aim to ensure equitable distribution of grants. Additionally, the government has not adequately discussed the principles and priorities of the budget. The Financial Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Ordinance 2018, issued last January, was meant to clarify budget timelines but was repelled after failing to pass the Parliament. The newly registered Financial Procedure and Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2081 Vikram Samvat is currently under consideration, leaving uncertainty about next year's budget schedule. Seven aftershocks have occurred in the western Nepal since the 16th of December. According to the National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the tremors have been felt in the western part of the country since the period began. Meanwhile, an aftershock measuring 3.7 on the Richter scale occurred around Lali Kalikot at 11:37 p.m. yesterday, which is the latest earthquake. The center informed that an aftershock measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale had struck around Dhamina in Bajang district on the 17th of December. Likewise, the 4.1 magnitude tremor occurred with the epicenter in Dhamina, Bajang on the 18th of December. Similarly, an earthquake measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale struck Nesyang in Manang district on the 19th of December. An earthquake of magnitude 5.2 struck Bajura on the 21st of December, while an earthquake of magnitude 4 hit around Mount Api in Darchula at 9:25 p.m. on the 24th of December, according to the center. An aftershock measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale also occurred on December 26th, with the epicenter in Jararkot's Nekwara. As informed, the biggest of them was an earthquake measuring 6.4 on the Richter scale that hit Ramidana of Jajarkot on the 1st of November. Experts said 5 aftershocks have occurred in western Nepal after the earthquake alone. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The state funeral for the former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, widely regarded as the architect of the country's economic reform program, is ongoing as politicians and public mourned his death. The veteran leader, who was also credited for a landmark nuclear deal with the United States, died late Thursday at the age of 92. Singh's body was taken today morning to the headquarters of his Congress Party in New Delhi, where party leaders and activists paid tributes to him and chanted, "Manmohan Singh lives forever." Later, Singh's body was transported to a crematorium ground for his last rites as soldiers beat drums. Authorities declared a 7-day mourning period and cancelled all cultural and entertainment events during that time. Government buildings across India are flying the national flag at half-mast. A mild-mannered technocrat, Singh was a prime minister for 10 years and leader of the Congress Party in Parliament's upper house, earning a reputation as a man of great personal integrity. He was chosen to be prime minister in 2004 by Sonia Gandhi, the widow of the assassinated former prime minister Rajiv Gandhi. More than 10,000 migrants have died while attempting to reach Spain by sea in 2024, according to a report released on Thursday by Spanish migration rights group Caminando Fronteras, according to Euronews. 9,757 deaths, the vast majority of the 10,457 reported by the Caminando Fronteras up until 15th of December 2024, took place along the so-called Atlantic route, which is considered the world's most dangerous. The group reported 700 deaths among people attempting to reach Spain via the Mediterranean routes. The total number of deaths represents a 58% increase compared to the previous year. Caminando Fronteras compiles its data based on accounts from migrant families and official statistics of those rescued. The report specified that 1,538 children and 421 women were among the deceased, with April and May identified as the year's deadliest months. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be cloudy with light rainfall in different parts of the country. There will also be light to moderate snowfall in the high hilly and Himalayan region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Budget calendar in disarray due to delays in law amendments. Sporadic rainfall, snowfall and fog affects general life in different parts of the country today. An aid group says more than 10,000 migrants died at sea while trying to reach Spain in 2024. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.